Building Faith Podcast by Chris Reese Ministries is a podcast to bring you biblical solutions to life's tough challenges. For more tools, tips, and teachings, check out our community by going to chrisreese.com. That's K-R-I-S-R-E-E-C-E.com. You want to live a life of purpose. You long to feel fulfilled in what you're doing. And of course, your ultimate desire is to hear those wonderful words, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." But why is it that some Christians try everything to find their calling and still feel purposeless, while others seem to just fall into it and flourish? Well, I've noticed that there are patterns that cause Christians to find significance in life without selling their soul. And sadly, they are the things that most Christians are doing wrong. So today, I want to share with you the 4 purpose-wrecking mistakes that you are going to want to avoid at all cost, and how to fix them if you're making them so that you can stop fretting and start stepping into the calling that God has for you. Well, hey, my friend, welcome back to another edition of the Building Faith Podcast. My name is Chris Reese. I am your host today, and it is my hope to bring you biblical solutions to life's tough challenges. So if you are not already subscribed, would you go ahead and do that? Let's dive right in. Mistake number 1 is holding on. Did you know that one of the most common ways to trap a monkey is to place a banana in a cage, and the monkey grabs hold of that banana and won't let go, meaning he can't pull his hand out of the trap. If he would simply let go, he could easily slip his hand out and be free. And that's how Christians behave when they aren't fully submitted to the Lord. Are you holding on to something that is keeping you from living your God-given purpose? Maybe it's money or fear or prestige or whatever it is. God is asking for it to be completely surrendered so that He can have His way. And if you find yourself fretting and frustrated, it's likely because you're holding on to something and not trusting His sovereignty. Mistake number 2, trying to be something that you're not. This is one that I believe is a big problem in the body of Christ, and sadly, I've fallen victim to it as well. In fact, I wasted about 11 months of my life purpose in trying to be something that others convinced me was going to be beneficial. My journey to purpose started with a desire to help God's people grow in faith, but I had no idea how to express it. And the problem came in is when I tried to model myself after others. In other words, I was trying to be someone that I wasn't. I let others convince me that soft and sweet was the way to be, and that taking the safe road was the way to reach more people, that I needed to be liked by others, and so on. My friend, I was all over the place. The truth is, I'm not really sweet, I'm definitely not soft, and I hate playing it safe. And it is way too much work to be anyone other than myself. It's hard enough being myself. But I thought it was a good idea to take the well-meaning but dead wrong advice of others instead of consulting with my manufacturer. That's God, by the way. All that time I spent struggling and striving to be something else when all I really needed to do was to operate in my God-given temperament and flow in my God-given gifts. And I want to encourage you, my friend, to stay in your lane. It will be the only way that you're going to finish your race. Mistake number 3, mistaking career for purpose. When I first stepped out as a Christian coach, my heart's desire was to help others discover their God-given purpose. But in session after session, I would meet people who were bent on finding the right career. And because I wanted to see them happy and successful and not frustrated with me, I ended up walking that road with them. And many of the clients that I worked with did find alternative careers, but it didn't mean that they were living a life of purpose. And since those initial encounters, I've recognized that there are really 2 types of Christians, those who long to find purpose and those who believe career equates to purpose. Now, don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong with being in a career you love, but that doesn't mean that you're living a life of purpose. In fact, Most who are walking in their God-given calling have very little emotional attachment to how they earn money for a living. I mean, take the Apostle Paul, for example. In some cases, he was supported by those he ministered to. Other times, he made tents to earn money. And the truth is, your career isn't your purpose. Yes, it can be an extension or an expression of your greater purpose, but it's not the reason God created you. So, before you go down this purpose journey, make sure you don't mistakenly get off at the exit marked career, because you will have missed the point of purpose altogether. Mistake number 4, you're waiting for a sign. God rarely speaks in neon signs and grand sweeping gestures. He will not smack you over the head with a 2x4 to give you clarity. Instead, he wants his children to grow in godly wisdom and to seek him for guidance. So, if you're the type to stay stalled out in a purposeless life because you're waiting for God to send a clear and obvious sign, my friend, you may be waiting a very long time. Even many of the Christians who do get clear signs, they don't even act on them. So yes, pray for guidance, but instead of staying stuck, step out and see where the Lord leads. Even God won't steer a parked car. Can God show up in great signs? Well, of course he can. He's God. But this isn't often how he operates. More commonly, he looks to take us on a purpose journey. And the journey itself turns out to be more purposeful than the destination. My friend, if you want to know the 3 signs that God is calling you to a higher level, I want you to jump on over to episode 173 to find out. And if you're ready to discover what God wants you to do with your life, I want to invite you to grab a copy of our free Uncover Your God-Given Purpose Guide. I will go ahead and include a link in the show notes, or you can jump on over to chrisreese.com and grab that valuable resource today. Thank you for listening to the Building Faith Podcast. Remember to subscribe. For more resources mentioned in this podcast, go to chrisreese.com. While you're there, help us keep the Building Faith Podcast on the air by becoming a monthly supporter or by making a one-time donation. Well, my friend, until next time, remember, all things are possible with God.